Hello, and welcome to the 712 Podcast. This is a show for association professionals, event planners, the marketing community, members of boards and committees, plus everything in between. On today's episode, we'll cover how members can increase their exposure at conferences and conventions with 712's sales coordinator, Mike Criscolli. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well, Vincent. How are you doing?
Good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your sales background and all that?
Sure. After I graduated from the University of Maryland in 2014, tried to find a career job in journalism or broadcasting and couldn't find the right connection, so I went down the sales route because my father is involved with sales. So I went to a company called SnapRaise, which is an online fundraising platform. I was there for 3 years, raised $1.8 million for our community here in Maryland, and it was really a great experience learning more about high school programs and travel teams and how much it does add up those prices. So in that sales area, it was a lot of experience interacting face-to-face with coaches, group leaders, booster presidents, principals, all sorts of people, as well as attending conventions, conferences, clinics, as a member of SnapRaise, and so learning a lot as a rep of how to attend a clinic and how to really expose yourself at conventions was a big experience for me. And when I chose 712 Management, seeing that you guys are behind the scenes of these annual conferences and helping with membership, it was a no-brainer.
So you kind of have experience from both ends in a way, as attending, and now you'll have some behind-the-scenes experience. So what are some ways that exhibits have caught your attention as someone attending?
I would say what caught my eye is, your booth space. You only have so much space to put a wow factor for people to see your booth. So the biggest thing I've seen is, people don't have chairs. People don't sit. They stand in front of the table and interact with the attendees or people that walk by and just say, hey, how's life? And just converse and not really pitch their company or product. It's more of engaging the audience with either a giveaway or some sort and just really exploring the option of getting these attendees to come to your table to learn more about your product.
Good. So what are some creative ways you and the 712 sales team have maximized exposure? Like, what are some creative ways you guys help members to get that exposure?
So I would say it's three factors. So we have the exhibiting aspect where your members are purchasing a booth table and getting exposure for their company. I would say that we are really trying to give everybody the freedom of picking the right spot for their company in terms of first come, first serve. We're not going to give priority in a sense. I would say sponsorships in certain associations are really important that really grow your business or brand or product or service that you can see your customer face-to-face at these events. So case in point, one of our associations is doing a Topgolf event. So creating that sponsorship and having people come from the summit they're going to be attending to really just engage with her outside the workplace, just really having fun, shooting some golf balls, getting drinks, having a good time. And I would say the third thing is exposure through advertisements. A lot of our clients use advertising space through the magazines we publish for their association to really help build their brand, whether it be a quarter page or a full page, even a business card. It makes a difference. People see that ad and they go to the website, get more information, maybe becomes a client. So I would say those three things are really impactful for maximizing your company exposure.
So you kind of touched on it, talking about the Topgolf event, but it seems like the sales team does a really good job of incorporating brands and potential sponsors and all that stuff into what's happening at the conference, like the Yacht Life Party mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So what are some kind of weird things that you're offering to clients to gain exposure that you think would get a good impact?
We are having a client that does a scavenger hunt down in Philadelphia this weekend, and they're really exposing the city as well as a great cheesesteak for the scavenger hunt to end it out. I think it's really cool that we have created some events like Topgolf, the scavenger hunt, 5K disco fun run, even the yacht party that are unique events to our clients that when we tell them about the idea, they're like, wow, this is unique. We're typical a golf tournament or something normal that a lot of associations do, that when we create unique events that really gauge the audience and bring them together, you don't want the same event every year having a normal convention. It's like, oh, going to their convention again. It's you want to create something new every year and have them come back. Oh, I had the Topgolf event. Yeah, I want to go. I want to be a sponsor of this too. So, you know, there's some people that are sports fans that want to get involved in Topgolf. Some fans that love the exposure of traveling and sightseeing, which is where we create all aspects of sponsorships. I think those are really engaging your audience and clients and members of the association that make them want to come back every year and not just be a one-time attendee.
That's good. So I feel like what you're saying is like the opportunity to associate your brand with the association essentially, and whatever event is going on can be positive for the brand itself. So if you are a manufacturer and you want to get more distributors, sponsoring one of our events is a good way to gain that exposure. What are some other benefits of considering a sponsorship?
Yeah, I would say there's three big reasons. The first one is you're supporting your association as a member. I hear countless times of people on the phone saying, I love the association, I want to be a sponsor, how can I get involved? They ask the how question, not me pitching them. So what's really nice is that they have the support of their association, understand that they want to build value and gain more attendees and members to the event. So I would say really it's potentially paving the way for new members to step up and be the next member to be that leader of the organization. So that's really important to see how, you know, you have the old-time veterans that are really doing it every year, a sponsor of some event, that you see new members that are getting involved real fast. So it's really impressive that you have that, I guess, change in the guard, as they say. Second thing, obviously exposure. Put your company name out there, you know, for people to see and members. And when they come to an event and see that logo, I mean, it intrigues them. They want to learn more. They want to ask questions. And obviously, as a sponsor of an event, you don't always want to pitch everybody. You want to be normal, have a casual conversation. But when it comes out to business, you want to talk to them outside of the sponsor event. You just want to be that face of the event, in my opinion. And I think the third reason is it opens you up for more opportunity. I've seen clinics and conventions where you ask to speak for 5 minutes before the event starts, and it allows you to have people listen to what you have to say about your company or product or service. And I will say it's a numbers game. I mean, when you're a sponsor of an event, you're playing numbers game and saying that if 100 people are going to attend, you're going to get probably 15 leads. Or if you're being a sponsor for a big yacht party of 500 people, you may get 25% of leads. So it's just a numbers game, and the more you get involved, the better chance you get hot leads or cold leads or just people interacting with your company, maybe give you a referral to another association saying, hey, I know this client, I'm going to talk to you about this. So really, those three things are big factors I think are really beneficial to a client or a member of an association.
So what tips would you provide to someone who's kind of on the fence of exhibiting at an association for the first time?
I would say I got four big tips for that. The first thing I would say is that if you're attending the first time, never sit. Literally, you stand at your booth the entire time you're there. That's literally exhibition suicide, I said. I've seen a lot of attendees at conventions or exhibitors that just sit at their table and look at their phone all day. Your company is paying hundreds, thousands of dollars to be a person at the event. You're not going to sit there and just not talk to anybody. That's a waste of time for everybody. At my old job, I would attend 5 to 6 of those a year and have my booth, and people, competitors, would see me walking in the middle of the entranceway saying, hey, how you doing? Shake my hands. Getting everybody's name and learning people's names. So I would say you're putting a face to the company if you're an attendee of an exhibitor, but the biggest thing is don't sit. That's the first thing.
Absolutely.
I would say second thing, network and engage. If there's a social or happy hour, attend. Just stop by. Don't pinch your company there. The whole point of the social happy hour is people are coming just to get out of the work environment and just catch up with friends and just talk, and don't be listening to people pitching about their company to them. They don't want to hear that, and they're going to blow you off, and it's a waste of your time. So go there with the understanding that you're there to network and just learn more about your clients or people in the industry and just get more information. Another thing is I would say is engagement. Have coffee at your table. Have a giveaway. Give out some free stress balls. Everybody has a stressful day once in a while. Give out a stress ball with your logo on it. I've seen that really work to my advantage, and I think that with the engagement that you have on your clients and attendees, they'll like that instead of being just standing there not talking to them. And I would say the last thing is stay until the end. I've seen a lot of, when I was at attendees and exhibitors, that they would leave early, halfway in, three-fourths of the way through. I never left early when I was a rep at my old company, and it really was beneficial. You get the late bloomers that come late. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're a late meeting, they come out, you know. But my thing is, stay until the end. You're paying all that money to have a booth and really represent your company. If they walk by your table and there's a name of the company there and nobody's there, it's a bad image. And you don't want them on the phone, they're saying, oh, you weren't there at the end of the convention. I was there. So that's just a bad rep. And I think that's the four biggest things that a first-time attendee can really benefit and understand that those are important.
Yeah, I think that last tip you gave about staying till the end is very important, because so many people, they either leave, you know, halfway through the last day or whatever, and that's time that you could be spending generating more sales leads.
Yeah, and people get frustrated, sure, because they're not coming to your table, but you have to understand deep value. Why are they not coming to your table? Is it because your table's bland? There's nothing there to show?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I always had the impression of I walked around the whole exhibit area and saw, what are they doing that I didn't do and learn from that? And the next convention or next clinic, I was just the top dog. So that's the thing. It's a competition. It is.
Yeah.
And I understand that as an exhibitor, you want to have the best table out there, but you got to do the small things to make it impressive and have people come to your table and engage.
And I think that segues into my last question, which is, like, what are the benefits of exhibiting at a table? So one you just touched on is you get to see what your competition is doing.
Absolutely.
So, like, what else could you imagine?
I would say it's a numbers game at the conference. You know, when you go to a conference, you know you're going to have competition. Fact of life. You're not going to be the only person in your industry that's going to be there. So I would say that sales leads are important for the company. It puts a face for your company to the attendees that are there. I would say, do you really want to be sitting behind the table on your phone? No, you want to be in front engaging. That's the whole point of the convention, is being that face and being energetic, being positive, asking questions, learning more about your clients, potential clients, even cold leads that, hey, I'm not interested now, but I'm in the future, it's still a lead. The way I see it, a no now is a slow yes in the future. That's what I've always seen. So you talk to anybody and see what happens. And the thing about it is that if you're not there at the event and your competition is there, you're losing out. That's why I told when I was at my former job, get to as many events as possible, because who knows who's going to be there to take over your business.
Very true.
People are just, they're ever changing rapidly, that maybe one day they're on Team Mike, next day they're not on Team Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to attend as many things as possible. And I would just say that another great way to show off a new product or service at a convention, at a clinic, that really shows off your company and brand. And I would just say that, you know, a goal that you should have as an exhibitor is 3 leads per hour. That's the bare minimum. If you have 3 leads per hour and an exhibiting show is 8 hours, 24 times 2 is 48 leads in one day. The average conversion rate is, you know, 1 every 3. That's 16 good leads you have that can really build your company brand. So those are the things that I see, is that, you know, my record is 121. I had 120 leads at a conference.
Wow.
Yeah, so I shake hands and I have a good time with it. But the biggest thing is really just engaging the convention. You only have 2 or 3 days to really engage and be involved. You got to abuse the time and really just be there till the bitter end.
Yeah, that's good. I want to leave with some words of wisdom. I heard this the other day, that NO stands for new opportunity.
Pause it.
You like that?
Hold on, pause that. There's one. And I will one-up you, Vincent. You make the spot. The spot doesn't make you.
Oh. I like that. I posed this question to Courtney on the last podcast. I think I'm going to make it a regular thing.
Okay.
What is something that you wish you could communicate to potential exhibitors, potential sponsors? Like, what's something that you know that you wish that they knew?
I would say communication on their end. We are here to help you as a member of your association to get you the right space, the right sponsorship, the right advertising. We're going to reach out to you and help you. That's our job, or that's my job. All that I ask is that you email back saying, yes, I'm interested. No, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Because my job is, I'm going to keep pushing. I'm a pusher. I'm going to keep calling you. I'm going to keep emailing until you tell me no. I'm a push. So the biggest thing I would tell exhibitors is reach out and take that leap of faith and talk to Mike and say, hey, like, I need more information, or I'm interested, but I want more information. Because I'm not going to bite. I'm a very friendly person. My whole job is to help you get where you want to be as a company, as a member association, and really just help you grow, because you're paying your dues to be a member. I'm just here to help you grow your company. That's my job.
Awesome. I don't think there's any other way we should end this.
No, there's not.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
If you found this podcast interesting, please share with your friends. Be sure to visit 712management.com for updates, including blogs, news articles, and podcasts just like this. There, you can sign up with your email address to receive notifications and information to contact the 712 team directly. Thank you for listening.